What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Devo. So I'm a big fan of the card game Magic the Gathering. I have been playing Magic for, we're not going to talk about how long, it's been a long time, and I really enjoy the game. I really enjoy the deck building aspects and picking up new cards. That was something I decided to do fairly recently. I had a deck I wanted to build, and I'm like, you know what, we're just going to let's see what's out there. Let's see what's available. Let's look for some lists. Let's make some lists. Let's price some cards. Ooh, you know, I can get some good deals here. Oh, maybe if I sell some of my cards, it would make it easier to buy these. Let me put together a list of what I can sell. Ooh, I can sell it to them and they'll give me store credit bonus. Ooh, let me just go ahead and send these. Let me just go ahead and send these to them and we'll just get going. Let me just go ahead and finish this list real quick. And, I need to work on this list real quick. I'll get back to working it. And I went down this pretty bad rabbit hole. The deck list is basically almost finished. My cards are at the company I'm selling them to, waiting for the store credit, so I can place my order, and I've already bought a couple things off of eBay. I move too quickly sometimes. I get focused on an idea, and I plunge in headlong without really thinking my way through it, without really deciding whether or not the path I'm going down, the process I'm attempting, is a good idea in the speed in which I'm doing it. I don't take time. I don't think to pray about these things before I jump in on them. And maybe I don't have to for this, but there are some things in my life recently I should have prayed about before I jumped in on them. I made choices before I was necessarily ready to, before God was ready for me to. I think sometimes we want to go 100 miles an hour towards something. We see a goal, and we plunge headlong, and God can go that fast. God is 100% able of keeping up with us, because he's already in front of us. But we're not able of keeping up with ourselves sometimes. We get too focused on a goal, and we pass by things we need. We don't see our way through it in the speed and process that's correct for doing it the right way. Not just getting it done as fast as possible because we don't want to wait, because we want it now. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." We've got to have patience, and we've got to let these things play out the way God wants them to. Because if we rush into something and he's not ready, it may not work out the way we want it to because we've moved too fast. God has a timing and a plan for things, and we need to be willing to listen, to be patient, to take our time, and to trust him to handle things the way they need to be handled, and to show us those steps in that path. Reach out to God. Listen to his instructions on when you should be moving on things, and take your time. Don't rush like I do. For all sorts of more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, you can check out the show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Ryan, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. I'm going to go try and be more patient with my deck building now.